Hi, this is a procedure for Michelle Spruce, MICHELLE SPRUCE. Date of birth 8/9/51. Date of accident 8/25/2022. Date of visit is, or date of procedure is 9/23/2022. The first procedure is intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. Second procedure is intra-articular injection of the left AC joint. Third procedure, injection of the subacromial left bursa with bursa gram. Number three, injection of the supraspinatus tendon and injection of the subscapularis tendon with steroid under fluoroscopy. The procedure for intra-articular injection of the left shoulder and supraspinatus tendon is described in the template. The injection of the left AC joint is as follows. The patient had signed an consent and was referred by her orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Zoma, Z-O-M-A, for further injections of this area before surgery is contemplated. She does have an appointment with the surgeon to re-see him another 10 days from today. This is a fourth in the series of injections that was being attempted today, and it will cover the intra-articular injection of the AC joint, the intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, left supraspinatus, left subscapularis injection, as well as left subacromial bursa with a bursa gram under fluoroscopy with steroid and Marken. So the area was cleaned with the the patient was taken to the fluoroscopy suite and was placed supine, and then the area of the left shoulder was exposed with the presence of female chaperone, and the area was prepared aseptically with betadine and alcohol. Thereafter, using fluoroscopy, the area of the AC joint was identified using a radio-opaque marker, and then using an ethyl chloride spray, a 3cc syringe with a 25-gauge needle, 1.5-inch long, was entered into the AC joint. Half cc of OmniPack 240 dye was injected to identify the location. Once the location of the AC joint was identified, 3 cc's of dexamethasone with Marken, 0.5%, was injected. The entire needle was withdrawn. Next, the attention was taken to the subacromial region where the bursa lies usually in subdeltoid area. The area was easily achieved under the fluoroscopy using a radio-opaque marker and a syringe with OmniPack with 1.5-inch needle, 25-gauge was used to reach to the bursa successfully. Half cc to 1 cc dye was injected. A bursa gram was obtained, and after confirming the location of the bursa, an injection of 3 cc's of dexamethasone with Marken was injected. Then entire needle was withdrawn. Bandages were applied everywhere. Thank you. Patient left the office in a safe condition with stable vital signs.